listening to Level 5 Radio, a New York City Pokemon Go podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm Joey.
And I'm Joey.
No, you're not. You can never be Joey.
Thank God. I'm Adele.
Here we are once again. It's been a few weeks.
It's for the best.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's been kind of a lot going on in the game, maybe up until this week.
Yeah, but you've been gone too, so
and
you know.
Yeah, exactly. I've been doing some traveling.
Wow.
I went to sunny Chicago, Illinois.
Ugh.
And then to Atlanta, Georgia.
I'm really sorry now.
You don't know the half of it. I might as well jump right into my Atlanta story, my sob story, which I haven't told you yet.
No, I haven't heard anything. I've only heard that I went to Chicago and I met up with Reversal and I almost strangled the man. And then I went to Atlanta, the end.
Nope. That's not how it went at all. I'll go into Atlanta first, even though that was my second leg of the trip.
Okay.
Anyways, so I'm there. I miss out completely on Moltres Day.
Oh.
I mean, Zapdos Day.
Zapdos Day, yeah.
Because, you know, I was hanging out with some friends and, like, I didn't know any raid groups to go around with, certainly. So, anyways, I'm on my last day there.
Mm-hmm.
We checked out of the Airbnb, went to go get some breakfast, and then we're going to head to my friend's place and just, you know, hang out there until my flight.
Right.
1 hour we're in this place for breakfast. My suitcase, my backpack. And everything I was traveling with got stolen out of the back of a car. And that's why I have a gotcha now.
Oh, no, Joe.
So I lost my battery backup.
Yeah.
I lost all my charging cables.
Oh.
I lost my Go Plus, my second Go Plus. My favorite pen. This is a replacement.
I'm sorry. Is it the same kind of pen?
It is the same kind of pen.
But it's not the favorite
pen. It's not the pen that I actually got in Japan.
Oh, with the special ink?
Well, the special ink I have at work, so that'll go back in there.
Thank God.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's my sob story.
Really sorry you went to Georgia. You made a mistake.
Apparently. I got the full Atlanta experience. That's what happened.
Who leaves their luggage in the back of the car exposed?
I honestly looked at my bag and I was like, this is a bad idea. I should take it inside with me.
Always. Yep. Or even when I'm anywhere.
And then I was like, it's going to be crowded. I'm just being
I shove my stuff under the seat.
I was a good paranoid New Yorker, but I didn't listen to my instincts.
Never trust those Southerners, dude.
Yeah.
They'll get you. They're like, oh, we're so nice. He left his bags open.
So yeah, the rest of the trip though was pretty nice. I just went home with my phone, my wallet, and my watch. That was it.
That must have been an easy TSA, right?
Yeah, exactly. It was like the benefit of it was that I didn't have to check anything.
Sir, where are your bags? Yeah, about that.
Atlanta happened to me.
Ugh.
Oh, say no more. So that was like kind of a sad end to my travels, but what are you going to do? So I went ahead and replaced my Go Plus with a gotcha because I figured, third time's a charm. Maybe I'll try something different. I don't know. So far, I do like it.
It's very loud.
When the vibration is on, which it doesn't have to be, you can turn it off, which is nice. It is quite a loud vibration, and I haven't found any ways to change the settings on this so far.
So, like, we were on the train coming back from our rating today, and I'm playing my Switch, my headphones on, and I just hear Joe going the entire time over music. Pumped into my ears, like Jesus.
I had it on auto catch and on vibrate at the time, but I've been experimenting with all the different settings. So, I mean, auto catch will be nice if I'm like on my bike or something, and don't want to have to keep pressing the button. Which I'm just basically holding it down and like, putting
my life in danger. Apple, you can do that.
That's true.
Yeah.
And I do like that. I like the form factor better. I don't like holding around a dorky little like Pokeball in my hand all the time.
I mean,
you know?
The only complaint I ever had about the gacha is the band itself is kind of gaudy.
Yeah, no, the band itself is not that pretty, but there are replacement bands that are pretty cheap on the internet that I'm going to look into. See if there's something a little bit less.
How long does the battery last? Like 2-3 hours?
No, I think it's like pretty much all day. Like
all day?
8 hours, I'd say.
Okay.
Is my guess, but I'm not sure. Don't quote me. I think it was that long.
You have to
test
it at work.
It was the new Go Plus accessory that they're going to release that lasts like 2 or 3 hours.
Man, that thing's a mistake.
Yeah, it's so silly.
I actually...
We haven't actually spoken about those games yet, by the
no,
way.
No, thank God. Let's not, no.
No? Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee. Don't want to speak about them?
With one-way trading.
One-way trading?
Yep. You trade from Pokemon Go to
yeah, sure.
That's it. Apparently, the accessory is really not that great to play with.
Oh, I can imagine. I mean... like, the only reason I would want to get it is for a Mew, but, like, even that is, like...
We have a Mew!
We have a Mew. All silly accessories aside, I do like the idea of them taking on some of the gameplay aspects of Pokemon Go. That's what actually drew... Like, honestly, I skipped the last generation of Pokemon. I did not
for play the best.
Sun and Moon. Yeah, for the best? You're, like, the first person who's ever said that to me. Everyone else is like, oh, my God, you haven't played it?
You know, I could skip cutscenes and there weren't over 6 hours of them, I'd probably be more enticed to play the game.
Oh, okay.
Hey, fun fact about that. Game Freak is so bad at programming. Instead of using, like, just one model and having it be in different poses for different cutscenes, each cutscene has a new model for it.
Interesting.
Which is why the game is almost 4 gigabytes.
Wow.
Yeah, it's absurd.
Okay. All right. Well, anyways.
the hell with Gen 7.
Let's go. Yeah, I mean, I just like the idea of a Pokemon game on Switch, first off.
Yes.
And I do like the idea of them testing the waters with a Pokemon game on Switch before they release a main series game. Uh-huh. You know? They don't have to, you know, use these mechanics in,
no, not
in
at all.
Gen, what is it, 7 or 8 they're up to now?
Yeah, we're in 7 right now.
They'll be up to, I mean...
Well, next one will be Gen 8.
Gen 8. Yeah, so they won't have to use these Pokemon Go mechanics in Gen 8.
I don't think they might.
They might. Mm. If they decide it's popular enough, I bet they might. This is them testing the waters.
My only complaint about Eevee and Pikachu is we're going back to Kanto again.
Right.
Dude, I'm
right.
so...
Right.
Okay. Gen 1, special place in my heart, grew up with it, yada, yada. I'm so sick of going back to Kanto, man.
Right.
Like...
Yes, this is like the third time now, at least, you know. Plus, you know, if you don't include Pokemon Go, even.
Well, no, not just that. Actually, it's more than that, if you think about it, because each Gen 2 game also has Kanto in it.
Oh, that's true.
So it's like 1, 2, 3. I think we're up to either 4 or 5
I mean,
now.
That's the generation I care about the most. So for me, it's been a while since I played through a game with Kanto in it.
Isn't that for the best? Now you still have those fond memories. Now you're going to go back. And remember,
it's been long enough for me.
They have new things where you can't fight gym leaders until you meet certain requirements. You can't fight Brock till you get a super effective Pokemon against him.
That's interesting.
It's for children.
Okay. Well, it's for casual players. And honestly, Pokemon Go is like literally the only video game I play right now. So this will be something that might sell me a Switch finally.
Join us. There's a lot of good games on Switch now. Yeah,
so we'll see. I'm excited for it. Part of me does want that accessory. Part of me is like, why does this exist? It's so impractical. Yeah.
For a Mew?
Right, exactly. No. So this thing was about $50.
Yeah.
You know, just like $5 more than the Go Plus, essentially.
50? Yeah. Really?
Go Plus is like 45 and this was 50.
Cool. Yeah. I got my Go Plus for like 35 at Nintendo Store.
You know, maybe the prices are...
maybe they've
different
fluctuated.
On Amazon, but
yeah, maybe.
I was just surprised. That sounded high to me as well. But anyways... I went ahead and got this. So far, so good. I'll probably do like a full review of it in like the next episode or something. Okay. But again, I like how it's sort of discreet. It looks like a Fitbit. Doesn't look like a Pokemon thing.
No,
you know?
Except again for that band. But
yeah, the band is just a little
bit
weird.
It stands out
like,
a bit.
It's like red and black squares.
Yeah.
It's very on a white background.
I was telling you earlier that the people who make that, I believe, are coming up with something called a Gotcha Ranger. Which is that...
Right, this phone case.
Yeah, it's like... Okay, so it has a 12 milliamp battery in it, so you can charge your phone. Okay, that seems cool. It only lasts for like an hour. That sucks. It has a cheap LED light in it. It has a compass on top. And you hold it in your hand like a Snickers bar.
So it's not... It doesn't attach to your phone?
It can, like through a USB attached to it.
Okay, no, like it's not a case then. It's just like a battery backup, basically. Speaking of, I had to replace my battery backup.
Did you get a better one this time?
Ooh. I got a really big one. And I put my Sylph Road sticker on it from GoFest.
Man, that's so cool. What kind? Is that an Anker, right?
What is it?
That's an Anker battery,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Anker. I got it on Amazon. Nice. It's way bigger than I thought it was. It probably won't even fit my pocket, but...
That'll fit.
It'll close enough, at least. But yeah, this could charge my phone like five times or something.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. Anchor's great.
It's a giant battery. So I'm excited to try that out. At least, you know, I'm trying to replace my stuff with better stuff. And I feel, I'll
Joe
feel a little
finally
bit better
like stepping into the 21st century.
Yeah, right. I mean, my battery backups before were all free. Just
that's
things
fair.
That I got at conferences.
Okay, okay.
So. Those are like the worst though. Because then they don't last as long. They're made cheap to give out cheap. I don't know.
I know. The last one was pretty good. I got like good 2.5 charges out of it. Ooh. That's not bad. You have that giant brick, okay? Like,
I got two giant bricks.
That thing is ridiculous. Like, completely impractical. Like, why would you even want to hold it? Because
I can charge my laptop and my phone. And still have enough for, like, four more charges. Thank you.
Well, all I want to charge is my phone for this game.
That's fair. So you missed out on Zapdos.
I missed out on Zapdos. So we haven't actually had a podcast since Articuno Day.
Yeah, before Articuno Day. Like
right.
The
so
week before.
Let's talk about Articuno Day.
So we decided to hook up with the Williamsburg group.
Yep. I figured that would be a nice thing to do because, you know, raiding in Brooklyn, what a you know, a novel idea. And yeah. Also, I, you know, I've kind of been a member of their Discord for a little while now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've met some of them at in Bryant Park at community days and things like that.
Yeah.
But I figure it would be nice because they're a tight-knit group. And that's kind of what you need for the community day, or for the Zapdos and
Articuno. And
what do you even call these things? They should give it a name that's not Articuno.
For
day.
The limited time legendary raids.
Like it should be raid days or something like that.
Like they are technically anyways. Raid days.
Yeah, but they haven't called it that, is my point. Well, anyways, because yeah. If it's a recurring thing, they should have a recurring name for
yes.
it. Anyways, I figured it'd be nice to go out with this tight-knit group because, you know, that's mm-hmm. kind of what you need to go around doing dozens of raids.
Started off nice. We had two gyms on top of each other. Yeah. We had, like, three up the street. So another three lined up yeah. right across from it.
So part of the problem, though, was that, like, the group split up very quickly because people were slower than others. And,
some
like, people
got
impatient. Some people were on bikes. Some people were walking. So that kind of split up the group. But then, like, we at the end, we ended up just being with the fastest, like, people that were running around getting city bikes. Even though we were on foot the whole time, we kept up with them.
Oh, yeah. We're good.
Somehow. and the problem, though, was that anyone who was on AT&T in Williamsburg and Greenpoint...
Oh, yeah.
...was having awful connectivity issues. And I don't know if it was because it was a Saturday and... Smorgasburg was happening or something, but the cell towers were just awful. By the way, mm-hmm. I was in that area yesterday, another Saturday.
I'm sorry.
With my phone. Like, same problems.
Really?
Yeah, so I don't know if it's the day of the week specifically or if it's just that area.
It might be both, honestly. It could be
I mean, it's probably a bit of both, yeah.
Because everyone's out in Williamsburg on Saturdays yeah. doing their thing, and then the cell tower's like...
I'm pretty sure I did well over 20 raids, and I did not get a shiny, which is, you know, I mean...
It's okay.
There were roughly 1 in 20 for that.
One.
Yeah, you got one.
I'll give it to you. I don't... It's
yeah,
it's
I
got
honestly
the
don't
worst.
Care about those shinies.
I think it is a 69%.
Wow.
Tens across the board,
wow,
baby.
Wow, really? Oh, geez.
Unlike that one guy who caught, like, a 98% at the very end.
Right, the last one.
God!
That's the one I couldn't even get into.
Me neither.
I didn't have
I missed
zero
out on,
service.
Like, the last four. Yeah. I was really upset about that because they ate my raid passes.
I actually reached out to Niantic. It wasn't their fault that the connectivity issues are happening, but it is their fault that they program a game that, if you're having connectivity issues, you still spend money.
Yes.
You know? So I was just like, hey, you should at least give me a few of these raid passes back. And they did, so that was nice.
A friend sent me a gift. Thank
ooh,
you, Pokemon
hello.
Go. I
was
love these
me?
Notifications.
You have a friend besides me?
18 others, yeah.
Wow, okay. So why don't you tell me about Zapdos Day, because I missed out on that.
All right, so Zapdos Day.
Yeah, so you went into the city for this.
I went to Manhattan, and I started around Union Square.
Okay, and you just went to Union Square? You didn't
nope.
go show up with a group or
nope.
anything?
I tried to reach out on the Discord to them. And they're like, oh, I'm going to do my own path. And I couldn't get a straight answer. I'm like,
okay.
I'm going to go to like Union Square, move over to 6th Ave. Because I looked at all, I did some research before. And I looked where all the gyms were lined up at.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, if I do this, I can do like 10 gyms in 20 minutes.
Right.
And then I scoot over to this avenue. Then I can knock out like another 8 before my egg is up. I did, at the end of the day, 39 Zapdos raids. In 3 hours.
Right.
And I walked away with 7 shinies.
Oh, that's really good luck. Because they're saying that for Zapdos Day, it was 1 in 10. So much better odds
mm-hmm.
for getting a shiny, but still, you know, not, yeah. not I mean, that's like... That's like 2 in 10 for you.
And I got like a couple of, unfortunately, the only good ones I got were non-shiny, but that day I didn't hang out with a group. I just walked on my own.
That's amazing. Yeah, I'm surprised there's enough people to complete the raids.
Dude, there were always 20 people in those gyms. Everyone was everywhere. Well, like, no hate.
Not to go to Brooklyn ever.
No hate to the Williamsburg group. I know you guys have a system, but for Joe and I, it's like...
Well, I mean, honestly, our biggest problem was AT&T.
Yeah, and like, I got better service in the city. I never crashed, never had the GPS problem. Right. It was really nice. And I made my way about halfway through 39 with that.
Nice. Speaking of, I am almost at 40 at this point.
Congrats. You got like less than a million left.
I have 600,000 left out of 5 million. So
that's 30 raids. 30 raids. Each lucky egg.
I mean, yeah. So let's see. I've been averaging probably about 75,000 a day, I would say, for the last week.
It's pretty good.
I've been going on evolution sprees, doing some raids here and there. Mm-hmm. We did, what, 2 or 3 raids today?
We did about 3 raids today.
Yeah, that wasn't bad. So I think we'll see if I'm able to do this before Moltres Day, maybe.
I think you'll be okay. We'll have a better plan for Moltres Day, and I'll have that hotspot for us.
Right, that's true. We could use the backup hotspot.
Yeah, Verizon.
So that's, you know, that is coming up when? Probably sometime in September. They haven't announced the specific date yet.
So you don't think it's in August?
No, because the Safari Zone event actually ends September 2nd.
Okay.
The one in Yokosuka in Japan.
Right.
All of them have happened the weekend after, right? So that's, that means,
I suppose so. That's
the weekend after September 2nd.
So
I don't know what day
all
of the week
of August,
is.
We don't really have anything supposedly happening.
Right, right. Well, we'll see. We will see.
Yeah.
Although we might as well actually use that as a segue for the rumors that are happening. So there are some rumors spreading around that there's a big event on the horizon, and it's the same Redditor who
he predicted the water event last year.
So he has some intel that there's going to be some sort of evolution item based event happening in the next few weeks. He says next week, actually.
Yeah, like upcoming,
so we'll
first weekend,
I mean,
of August.
Some of it does line up with like what's going on. So the next event we have is the Eevee Community Day in
two
weeks, and it's a 2-day Eevee Community Day, which is interesting.
That'll be fun.
So yes, that means we're probably both going to be out for 3 hours for 2 days in a row.
Six hours in the sun, in the hottest
in the August
year.
In the August weather.
Whew.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
All right, you know that big brick battery? I'm just gonna buy one of those shitty little fans and just hold that right here. Just 80 hours.
A USB fan, just attach it to your face.
Oh my god!
All right, so they're basically saying that they're going to release all of the Gen 4 evolutions of Gen 1, 2, and 3 Pokemon.
Yes.
So everything that is, I guess, they're pretty much all item-based, I imagine.
27 of them are, yeah, they're all item or location-based. That's what's weird about it.
Oh, okay.
So, like, Magnezone is location-based. Piloswine and Omega are move-based, so they have to know Ancient Power. And then the others are basically just, you have to be near Leafstone or Mossy Rock or the Icy Rock. Or stuff like, it's all weird. Only a few of them actually use, like, I think Rhyperior, Magmortar, and Electivire are the big ones that use items. Oh, and Duskull.
Okay.
Duskull, rather.
So we'll see how that goes. I mean, they're probably going to change it a little bit. Uh-huh. But there's rumors that because there's this Eevee Community Day coming up.
Yes.
This will be like they'll actually release the elemental stones, like the water stone, the fire stone.
That would be interesting because no more randomized,
right?
Which kind of sucks too.
Right, right. Kind of sucks, but kind of doesn't. They're going to be a lot of dead weight in our inventory again.
Oh, definitely.
So, like, I have probably. I mean, I've been trying to keep my numbers low.
I throw out so many evolution items. All metal coats. All King's Rocks, anything that's not an upgrade at this point.
Really?
I just keep upgrade around in case I get a good Porygon, so I can do Porygon Z.
I mean, I have 7, at least 7 of each of them at this
point. That's too many.
And I have 10 metal coats. I need to get rid of a few. I'm going to do that right live on air.
Oh my God, he's doing it, folks.
Get rid of metal coats.
The problem, though, with them putting out stones is, again, Glaceon and Leafeon used location-based stuff to evolve.
Right, right.
Same with Magnezone. When you have stuff like that, I think it mostly just becomes, just evolve it. Unless you can only get Glaceon in the winter. Whoa, it has to be snowing.
Right, right.
That would suck for people in the south.
You could also do it during foggy weather, don't worry.
Oh my God, he's right. Foggy weather, my favorite, rarest.
Yeah. So the other part of the rumor is that they're going to be releasing Gen 3 Pokemon evolutions in the wild.
Yeah.
Besides Milotic.
That's the other thing I have a big problem with. I have a very distinct feeling I'm not going to be seeing a Blaziken in the wild.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. A wild Aggron, that sounds cool, but
they
I'm perfectly happy that they did not release Gen 3 evolution, like third the stage
final evolutions,
as you know, in the wild,
except as raids.
That kind of ruins it for me when you know you have some person who gets really lucky because they happen to live next to a spawn location mm-hmm. that has a third stage evolution. Like people had Charizard the first day that came out, the first day the game came out, and I didn't have one for like months.
I was lucky that like an Ivysaur showed up when I was still living in New Orleans, stuff like that.
Right, right.
But I remember I moved here. I have found like 3 wild Blastoise, at least 2 wild Charizards.
Oh, wow.
But I don't like the idea of there being more evolutions out there. I've never seen a wild Typhlosion.
I mean, at this point, who cares? Like, we have all the Gen 3 Pokemon, so I don't really care anymore. As long as they don't start releasing the Gen 4
Pokemon. We don't have all the Gen 3 Pokemon, thank you, sir. We're still missing a handful.
No. We both, you and I.
Oh, yeah.
Completed all the our Pokedexes for Gen 3 for everything that's been released so far.
Yes.
That's what I mean by that.
That's fair.
So I don't care if you release the third stage evolutions.
Yeah. My point. Yeah. Just kind of crowds everything up more.
Yeah. When do you think they'll release Spinda? Maybe they'll do that soon.
It's in the game data.
Yeah, exactly.
Along with his stuff.
You know, it's also in the game data. 2,000 freaking inventory for Pokemon. I am dying after GoFest. Dying for inventory.
I'm actually hurting a little bit too. I upgraded to 18 today, and I'm just like, ugh.
No, I'm not talking about item inventory. I'm talking about Pokemon.
Oh, Pokemon? Inventory. Oh, yeah. Dude, no.
I'm dying.
I sit pretty at 850.
I have maxed out my items, and I've maxed out my Pokemon.
How do you have so many crap Pokemon? Just throw some out.
That's why I have a bunch of Pokemon from 2016 to do lucky trades with.
I mean, yay, but still.
So, lucky Pokemon are in Pokemon Go. I guess this is like the equivalent to the Pokerus, essentially, game. I mean, it's not exactly.
Right.
But it is like the closest probably we're going to get.
How my Pokemon is lucky it has a virus.
I mean, also in the main games, though, Pokemon who are traded level up much faster.
Yes.
You can't
change their nicknames. What a trade-off.
Yeah, you can't change their nicknames. So I don't know. It's sort of somewhere in between those two things, I suppose.
Yeah, we traded our first lucky Pokemon. They made some real questionable trades, I feel. But, you know. a Blissey for a Poliwrath.
I mean, I would have traded you whatever, but what else that's what you chose. You? We did a Machamp for a... What was it?
I'm sure it was... What was it?
I don't remember now. I traded him a champ. I got a something or other. I could open up my game.
Yeah, I think you got it. It was like mine's really at 80%. Yours is at 80.
No, the Golduck. Yeah, the
Golduck.
Yeah,
okay, see that? I guess it evens out. I gave away a Blissey.
I wanted to give him a Chansey for a Chansey.
I don't have a Chansey.
But he doesn't have a Chansey, so that's the problem.
I haven't. You know what? I haven't had a Chansey in like a while now. At least half a year. Even from eggs.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I haven't gotten... too many of them, that's for sure. And that's one of the Pokemon that I get the least candy for. That's why I wanted to trade for it, so I could actually power up another Blissey. I only have one Blissey, or had only one Blissey until you traded me the second one.
How did you only have one, you poor man?
I mean, I have 69 candy, actually, after a trading. 69.
The sex number.
So, yeah. I'm going to be able to power this one up much more easily now. Although, it's not half candy, it's half Stardust. So, I guess... kind of a moot point.
Just use your rare candy.
I have my first two lucky Pokemon, a Blissey and a Golduck. Golduck is one of my favorite Gen 1 Pokemon.
As it should be.
We did also trade for an unknown.
Yeah.
So I gave you the question. No, L. I gave you the L unknown, and I got a J for Joey.
I got an L for...
Loser!
Oh. No! So I have only five left, which are Q, V, Z, question mark, exclamation point.
All right. Well, and I have the question mark for you.
Woohoo!
So tomorrow's lucky trade, perhaps?
If we meet up.
Not lucky trade. What
special.
Is it? Special trade, yes.
If we meet up, yes.
If we meet up.
I'm waiting for the unknowns to be a lucky trade. That's going to be hilarious.
Yeah. Which we'll say again.
If unknowns are our lucky trade for tomorrow.
I mean, if the not lucky. Yeah. The other one. Special trade.
No, I'm saying that they'll be our lucky as well.
Oh, yeah. No, if they got lucky, I won't care because I'm not going to power up an unknown.
But it's half Stardust. Joe, come on.
That's the only thing I really want to trade is something that I care about powering up.
That's fair.
So,
how's your friend situation? You're like super friends with or ultra friends with more people than just me?
Yes, I'm ultra friends with, I think, at least two people now.
Okay.
There's one person, my coworker, who added me on the first day.
Right.
And I'm about to be ultra friends with a third person as well. And that gives quite a lot of experience.
50,000.
Yeah,
it's really nice.
Not bad.
I'm about to hit it with at least four other people.
Yeah, and then I have Ziggy, who's very close as well, like a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have actually some other folks that I've met just in random places, including some listeners.
Oh, wow.
I actually want to give a shout out to everyone who's added the both of us.
Mm-hmm.
There's ChelsDL44, ChelsDL, Poppit01, or Papito.
Papito 4.
One. Bored Bastard.
That's a good name, though.
Papa Rafa.
Uh-huh.
I have no idea how to pronounce this one, but I'm going to give it a shot.
Oh.
Sandian Adder, maybe. I don't know. Something like that. And Yetister. So, shout outs to you. You actually exist. You don't email us ever, do add us.
Play and talk about. There we go. It all works out.
So,
hopefully we'll see you at the next Moltres Raid Day.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool. Would you guys be interested in meeting up with us at some point? Because I have lots of unknowns to trade you.
And Mr. Mimes.
And no, I don't have Mr. Mimes. I have Torkoals.
Oh. I'm giving the look like, oh.
Well, okay. Not everyone gives their game login to people abroad.
Shout out to my friends abroad.
Yeah, okay. I still don't believe you. I still think you spoof.
How do you spoof on a pixel? That thing is locked tight.
You could spoof on the on the computer.
Nah, that's...
Anyways.
I'm good.
Anyways, I have Torkoals for those of you who don't give your logins away. So reach out. Maybe we should eventually create our own Discord.
Oh, wow. Maybe.
That'd be kind of cool.
I'd be down for it. By the way, Joe finally passed me in at least one thing in Pokemon Go. He has a Celebi before me.
Well, that's true.
I'm proud of you, Joe.
Let's talk about Go Fest, shall we? So I flew out to Chicago a few days early, hung out for the first like day or two. And then the day before GoFest, that Friday, there was a couple things going on. Number one is, for some reason, my pass got lost in the mail, so I had to go to Will Call. And that day was super hot.
Yes. Yes, it was.
And the line was super long.
I was watching the weather.
And it was super slow.
And I was just... I kept laughing. I'm like, this man is melting in line.
Yeah, no, I kept like live tweeting like the whole thing. And yeah, it was kind of awful, honestly. Like, I don't know why they had like two people handing out badges.
It's all they could hire.
Like, they could have made it go so much faster. Eventually, they did start handing out water, which I'm happy about because I didn't know how long I was going to be sitting there.
What kind of water?
Just bottled water.
Yeah. What's the brand? Do you remember?
I don't remember the brand. Was it just a generic brand?
Just Walgreens brand?
Something like that.
Nice.
It wasn't even Fiji.
Wow. Niantic. What the hell, bros?
Anyways, it did the trick. I would have probably passed out otherwise because I was not prepared to sit there. I would have bought lunch. I would have bought water to bring with me, but I had no idea.
Joe is a weak little man.
And I didn't want to get out of the line because it was so long. So
that's why you always have a protege with you, dude. You said, go, my child.
Yeah. Well,
retrieve.
The one good thing that came out of that is all the other people in line for the will call were the international folks.
Oh.
So I met a lot of international people. I would say about half an hour into me waiting online, none other than Brandon Tan walked by me.
Oh. You reached out and touched his sleeve. Brandon Tan.
I did take a photo of his shoulder, later in the day of his experience.
Come on, man.
Numbers. No, I mean, with his, it was.
Why didn't you go out to him, Brandon?
What? I did have a conversation with him. I asked him if he did Silk Road. He doesn't. I don't have Silk Road, but I could give you a real handshake. And so that's what we did.
Whoa.
True story.
That's pretty manly, actually. I like that. I'll give you a real handshake. Wow. Too bad you didn't have any business cards.
Yeah, no, I didn't take any, but whatever. I told a few people about it, about the podcast.
Shout out.
And, you know, I got onto quite a few, like, YouTubers' videos and stuff in different ways, but I'll get into that in a second. So I'm waiting on the line, and then I realize behind me, two people behind me, is Zoe Two Dots.
Oh, yeah.
She's the Australian YouTuber who has been featured on Trainer Tips once or twice. She did the international decks.
I really do enjoy her content.
Yeah. You know, I had not been subscribing to her, but I do now. I would suggest it if you mm-hmm. are not. She is one of the more tolerable YouTubers.
You don't like Mystic 7? At least the man throws his phone when he doesn't get something good.
I mean, so having met these people in real life, mm-hmm. a lot of them are very nice.
Some.
But it doesn't make me want to necessarily watch their videos.
Some are nice.
Some. There's one that's not. I don't know if I want to get into that.
It's okay. Everyone knows. We don't have to say it.
Anyway, so I met Zoe Two Dots. We traded. She didn't, unfortunately, do her special trade with me because she kind of like wanted to make it fair. And so she had like a little contest going on with her viewers. So she did have a bunch of Kangaskhan, but unfortunately, I didn't get one of those. But
I'll give you one later.
I traded her for a Charmander that I evolved into Charmeleon because that's my favorite Pokemon.
Oh, so sweet.
Yeah, and I wanted to give her a... her Pokedex.
She have a Charmander?
What? No. I traded her a Heracross. Oh. No, I wanted to trade her a Heracross. I ended up
giving her
like an Ursa Ring, actually. Oh. No, she gave me the Charmander.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's cool.
So, just random Pokemon. So she's in my friend list. That's kind of cool.
Do you still need a Kangaskhan, buddy?
What? I still need my Kangaskhan, but I don't want it from you.
What?
I want it from a real person.
Wow. I'm very
you
much...
You already gave me my... what's it called?
Corsola.
Not Corsola, the fish.
Oh, yeah, Relicanth.
Relicanth, yeah.
He's cute.
I mean, it's cool. I probably won't meet anyone that has one of those.
From Auckland.
Shout
out to Auckland.
But I kind of want to get my regionals from people who have actually been to those places.
I guess.
It's kind of my thing.
My account's been to those places.
So I did end up getting a Volbeat from someone that went to Japan.
Okay.
Because it was released after I went to Japan, of course.
Yes, of course.
Anyway, so, all right. Friday evening or afternoon. Actually, I ended up meeting somebody in line as well who I want to shout out, who was waiting for his pass, Hawk Frost.
Okay.
He is somebody who's actually like a mod on Zoe's Discord and a few other YouTubers' Discords I've heard. Cool guy. We ended up eating lunch and hanging out with, I guess it was a Zoe Two Dots related crew of people from their Discord.
She brought her production crew with her?
No, it wasn't a production crew. It was like her Discord people. So people who, you know, were in town for GoFest. That
a fan base?
Not fan base. I said Discord group, whatever. I guess. Anyways. So we ended up getting lunch. And then after that was a YouTuber meetup, which was by far the best place to meet them because during GoFest, they were untouchable for the most part. There was like lines to meet them.
Ugh.
So we all met at the Ben Franklin statue on the south end of the park where GoFest was happening.
Okay. No, I've never been there.
Anyways. it worked out really well because I was able to go up to and meet quite a few YouTubers, and I have them all on my Silk Road Pass now. My trainer card. So I met DX1, Brandon Tan, who's again not on Silk Road. Who were the other ones?
Mystic 7.
I met Mystic 7.
Trainer Tips.
Zoe
Two Dots.
Holly.
Holly.
After Holly.
Hey.
And who else was there? There was like one or two others that I don't necessarily watch. But,
she's so little, isn't she?
Holly?
Yeah.
Relatively small.
They're a small woman.
Who else did I meet?
I don't know, Joe. Let me think. Wasn't there.
Yeah. Anyways,
so sitting at home in my delightful AC.
Yeah. So there was quite a few YouTubers, and it was nice to, number one, get some photos with them.
Yes.
Trainer Tips is definitely by far my favorite, and I got a photo with him, and that was nice. I know you have yours from about a year ago.
Yeah, like December. I will say, Turn Tips is a very skinny boy.
Yes, he's a very small person.
We need to feed him some meat.
He's a fit boy because he plays lots of Pokemon Go.
His legs might be fit, but the rest, he's a tad skeletal for my taste. Well,
what, do you want to eat him?
I can't. There's nothing to eat.
Anyways, so yeah, that evening, I left after the YouTuber meetup.
Right.
Hung out with some of my friends, and then the next day got up bright and early to go to actual GoFest. Turns out the event started half an hour earlier than they actually said that it would, so I actually got there a little late. I didn't realize this.
Good job, Niantic.
I went to go get some donuts beforehand, and I like took my time.
And those donuts.
Yep.
Were they good?
They were quite good. I had like a croissant donut and what was it? Like a cream cheese filled donut, something.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
How bougie.
Bougie, I wouldn't call it that, but it was good.
Cream cheese filled donut. That's like, ooh.
I made a cream cheese filled donut, and you had them.
Were they the same as that, or were they a bit more?
No, they were similar. This was like fruit and cream cheese. It's okay. Like, it's actually a popular combination.
Like yours were good because they were smaller, but I'm thinking of like actual donuts. Like that's a lot of cream cheese to think about.
Anyways, so yeah, I popped into the event and I started live tweeting,
He took a cool video.
I took some videos that went viral, I guess, in a way. Yeah. At least for us, you know. Yeah. We have, what, less than 50 followers on Twitter.
God bless.
Thousands of people saw my videos, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So the first one I did was how to trigger the event, how to start the event. And,
he spun around.
I did a screen recording of me walking up to the Pokemon Go Fest Pokestops and scanning my QR code,
spinning
and
blah, blah, blah. Around and it's stopping straight on the QR and it. Yeah.
And so service ended up being really good at this event. There's very, very few hiccups and they lasted very, very short periods of time. So the nice thing about this park is that it's narrow and long.
All right.
So you won't have people crowding in one spot too much.
It won't be Dortmund all over again.
No. Well, Dortmund and also Pokemon Go Fest last year. Especially
wasn't the same park, right?
No, it was not. Different park. This is what was this park called again? Lincoln Park.
Okay, they probably chose that area because there's a lot more cell towers too, I would assume.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the location last year, but yes. So it was pretty much downtown. So a lot of cell towers. Definitely. They did have some temporary ones set up as well.
Okay, good. Did you hang out at the trainer lounge? Did you charge up your phone and get cool prizes?
No, that actually was the lamest part of the whole thing.
it usually is.
So here's how it was laid out. There was entrances on the north and south end where you could scan your badge, and you actually have specific
QR.
You have on your badge, it says north or south, so you have to go to either one.
Oh, geez.
So I was north. And then in between those, there's four different, what do they call them? Habitats.
Habitats.
Yeah. They were like ice, jungle, volcano.
I figured there'd be a volcano.
And forest. I don't remember now. Anyways, something like that.
Like a rock, maybe? A desert?
Yeah, it was a desert, actually.
Okay,
desert.
I was thinking.
Yeah. So, so you trigger that, and then there's in-game missions. Like, it immediately triggers a research mission.
Oh.
And I also took videos of all this stuff, by the way. I need to compile it into an actual full video.
Yes, that would be nice.
You go and complete the missions. Like, okay, catch 10 ice Pokemon, catch 10 steel Pokemon, catch 10 blah, blah, blah. The rewards for some of these were pretty impressive. Like, there was one was when you caught 10 steel types, you get a Metagross encounter.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was pretty impressive.
Okay.
What else was there? There was a couple other ones that I was a little bit surprised
at. So that's how you got, because you showed me your stuff. You have a lot more shinies now.
Yeah, so there was a lot of shiny spawning. So, okay, there was a lot of Pokemon of those types spawning at the different habitats, obviously. Yes. But then on the north end and the south end of the park, there was also sort of like their own habitat. They're not officially habitats, but it's where the trainer lounges were.
Mm-hmm.
and you had a lot of unknowns spawning there, and mining Aplusles especially, and and also the Torkoals tended to be in those places as well.
Okay.
But again, it's like a long park, narrow, and again, like they set it up in a way so that there's not too many people blobbed up in one area.
They
encouraged you to move around the park with these missions.
They actually thought this out instead of
What's
the quickest way we can make a buck?
So the trainer lounges, I'll explain. There's one for each of the teams, obviously. And you could go there, you could charge your phone, you could hang out on a beanbag, and then they had food for sale inside those tents, which was way overpriced, so I'm glad I brought a sandwich with me. It was nice for a little while to sit down when I wanted to eat my lunch, which I brought with me.
Joe, why didn't you bring like a jelly donut?
I did bring one of my donuts. I only ate one of them.
Jelly donut?
Not specifically a jelly donut. There was jelly and cream cheese, as I said.
Were they actual donuts or were they rice balls disguised as donuts?
I don't know where this is going, but I'm going
to... The joke is the anime.
Okay.
When they call rice balls donuts.
Oh, did they? That's funny.
Jelly donuts.
The onigiri
called
them donuts. Yeah, of course, in the translation.
Of course.
Okay. Anyways, obscure references aside.
Yeah, obscure. He calls himself a Pokemon fan. Ugh. Okay, go on.
I don't remember this crap.
You shouldn't. We're too old for this.
So, yeah, the lounges, they had little... every, like, on the half an hour, I'd say, every half an hour, they would have little giveaways where they'd be like, okay, who's the oldest trainer? Okay, who can do the trade with the furthest distance? And that's how they gave away the T-shirts. They weren't for sale. They also had some posters of the second anniversary official poster. That was kind of cool. That was the one that had the Gen 4 starters on it. That created a big sort of...
How big was it?
I would say about yay big.
Do you know?
It's fairly large.
Some dimensions, maybe? Instead of
I mean, what is that? Like 3 feet by 2 feet-ish?
That's very large.
It was pretty large. Yeah.
Jesus. I was thinking like an 11 by 26 or something.
Maybe about that size, a little bit larger.
Okay.
Yeah, so no, it was a substantial size. And they had like medals. Like, I don't know why. It seemed like kind of a random thing, like a medal with like a... that you put on your neck.
Like an Olympic medal.
Yeah, sort of like that, but with the GoFest logo on it.
All these sound kind of lame, minus the shirts and the
poster.
I mean,
poster. It would have been really cool to get a shirt, because they're now in the game as well.
Yes.
You know.
Oh, that's the one
just
you
like last
wear.
Year. That's the one I'm wearing now in game.
Okay.
And I don't know. I was a little disappointed because, like, number one, I'm not the oldest trainer. Number two, I don't... Like, they were like, who has, like, the most Dragon-type Pokemon in their inventory? Like, what?
I feel like that's...
Crap like that. It's, like, random things that are not really, you know...
That's like, asking for trouble, where people are like, me!
Yeah, so, like, you have, like, a... Oh, yeah, who has the longest distance on their buddy Pokemon? Oh, great. Like, the people who actually use the buddy system... are at the disadvantage there. You know, the people who actually care about getting candies and switching Pokemon.
How many distance do you have with your buddy Pokemon?
I don't know, not a lot, but because I switch it a fair amount.
Stay with me, man. Come on.
183 kilometers. Let's
on
see.
A snow runt.
On yours. Okay, so he has 183 kilometers on his snow runt.
Uh-huh.
I have on my Ralts. Oh, yeah, I need to tap on it. 170.
Wow.
So, a fair amount.
Free metal for me, nerd.
okay. Yeah, anyways.
Still, like... Yeah, no, using the buddy... No, that's not how you use the buddy system.
They were kind of really lame criteria for winning stuff. And each of the trainer lounges had these, and each of the habitats had these throughout the event.
Okay.
So, the one that I came closest to winning was probably the trade distance one. I was hanging out... Well, not hanging out. Just turned over to a guy next to me. His name in game is They Call Me Rob.
Ooh.
And I tried to trade him a Thai Pokemon that I got from an egg from a friend through the buddy system.
Okay.
And he was trading me, I forget where his was from, but anyways, these other people had a way greater distance. I don't know what was going on. I don't know. Do you know if when you get an Alolan egg from a different location and trade it, does it count that distance? Yeah, so I don't know.
That's what the whole thing is for. It's like, oh, treasure a little Pokemon. Oh, I got one from London, and I live over in Cali.
Right, right.
Is my Relicanth not the furthest for you?
It may be, but I can't trade that because it's already been traded.
Oh, right.
And nor would I want to because I have one of them.
I thought it was just like, what's the furthest distance? Like, yeah. Wouldn't it be those?
No. So it's a combined distance. It's like between the two people.
Oh.
So I don't know what he was trading. Anyways,
okay.
We didn't end up getting anything. That's like the only time I even like participated in one of those things. Okay. But I really did want a t-shirt. I almost wish they were selling them, but I mean,
I'm surprised they didn't.
Yeah.
But you can go on eBay right now.
No, honestly, I think GoFest did not feel at all like a cash grab because it was fairly cheap admission. And like nothing
still
was for sale.
Still a little miffed I didn't get in on that, but you know.
Yeah, yeah, they did. It did sell out very fast. Well. So what else? So I went through these missions, and some of them were like catch unknown. Some of them were catch mining and plusle. I did get a fair amount of shinies out of it. So I guess it's time for this episode shiny check.
Yeah.
By the way, that's my name for our shiny segment now.
Oh, okay.
All right. So. My final count for Minun was 6, Plusle 1. Then I got 2 shiny Aruns, 3 shiny Snorunts, none of them male, and 2 shiny Shuppets. So they had a pretty good shiny rate going on for certain Pokemon there. They did have a lot of other Pokemon spawning that can be shiny, like Swablu, and I forget what else now. But anyways.
Roselia.
They didn't have that many Roselia.
Oh, that's a shame. Okay.
Anyways, so they had a few that I don't think they increased the odds of, but they did release. They just had a lot of them spawning, like yes. Swablu. But I didn't get any of those, of course. Okay. So anyways, I have a lot of shiny trade fodder.
Nice.
Which shinies have you gotten recently? I know you got a bunch of Zapdos.
7 Zapdos.
That's crazy.
Turns out I did the correct thing with Plusle and Minun. I only got one of each. I just didn't care. I caught the Minun. I was like, okay, I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Caught the Plusle. I don't care anymore. I kept only 5 Squirtles. I have a bunch of Blastoise now, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mostly with sunglasses. Only like 2 without. And then I hatched another shiny Swablu.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I need to trade you for that.
And my shiny Articuno.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, I do have a bunch of shiny Squirtle and Blastoise line as well.
Mm-hmm.
But
Should we talk about that community real quick? I mean, we're going pretty long.
This is going to be a long episode. Let's just go for it.
Okay.
But I'm not done with GoFest, so afterwards.
God, he's still got stuff to talk about before he got robbed.
Yeah. So... Yeah, there's not a whole lot more, really. So Unknown and Torkoal were probably the thing that was worth the price of admission.
Okay.
So I do have a lot of, as I said, a lot of trade fodder.
There is one other thing that was worth the trade.
Yes,
admission.
There is one other thing. The Silph Road was doing something really interesting during GoFest.
What's that?
So they released their official app, like standalone app, which is now available on Android and... through a beta program on iOS, last I checked.
That sucks.
Well, no, it was fine. I was able to get it.
Stupid iOS.
Yeah. They're probably just still working out some kinks. And so, yeah, they have a map inside there.
Yes.
Where you could actually, they let YouTubers basically turn on their little sprite characters and you could track them down as part of the event, like part inside the event.
That's weird. That's almost a little scary.
It seemed like not many of the popular YouTubers ended up turning them on.
I can't blame them.
But it was helpful because one of the things they were doing was if you track down the group of Silph Road people, there was like a pack of people together. I didn't meet Drumpf, but Drumpf, by the way. But anyways.
Probably lives in this building for all you know.
If you walked up to them and said something, there was a keyword that was inside the app. They would give you a sticker, and that's how I got the sticker that's on my battery pack now.
It's a pretty cool sticker.
It is. A nice little Silph Road S. So except for handshaking, the app wasn't really useful for much during the event, but it was kind of a cool concept.
I'm glad it's an app, and I'm so glad we're off the website.
It's not going to be much better performance, though, unfortunately, when it's crazy.
I mean, it's better than trying to have an open Chrome
like,
and everything.
It took a while for all my badges to show up, and I was a little bit scared that because I did it on the Friday before the event, they weren't showing up, but luckily they ended up showing up.
Okay.
And then, of course, at the end of the quest line, you catch Celebi. So I am one of few people that have Celebi in New York, which is kind of cool.
Say congrats, but I know it's not that great either. But
no, it's not exactly powerful or anything, but it's kind of cool to have something that people don't have for a little while. All the raids that we did today, I put Celebi on my team just so people could see it.
This guy.
Whatever. It's kind of fun.
Let me see.
And so, yeah, you know, I went through most of GoFest. Like, I kind of did several laps of the park, ended up with dozens of Torkoals, dozens of unknowns. And by the way, the unknown spelled out the word Celebi plus the question mark.
Question mark?
Yeah. So.
Oh, it doesn't show up. I haven't seen your Celebi.
Oh, it doesn't show up from a raid. Nope. That's too bad.
Oh, well.
I wonder if it will show up for if I kept it as my buddy, if you could check it out there. Probably not.
Probably not. That's too easy.
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to know it exists yet.
Nah, I mean, honestly, it would be nice to have that, just that, not as a full Pokedex entry, but as a seen Pokedex entry.
Yeah, right? No, definitely.
Like they do if you see something in a gym. Since you can't put legendary and mythical Pokemon in gyms, that would be a nice thing to do. I digress.
Yes.
So, yeah, it was cool catching Celebi a little bit early. Again, it's, you know, part of the price of admission, I guess. Yeah. And all in all, the event was really fun. It was 8 hours of exercise, basically. So that was kind of at the end of the day, even if the event was crappy, like it was still 8 hours of exercise. That was kind of worth it. I didn't really end up like meeting any YouTubers during the event. Like they were doing their own thing and like,
could you get up to trainer tips?
Honestly, I didn't even see him during the event. Like, I don't know how, cause it's literally just one straight line, but he was probably like signing stuff and laying low, whatever.
You did do one cool thing I heard about though.
What's that?
Got to hold Holly's camera.
Oh yeah. So at the end of the event, after the whole thing was over officially, people gathered in a big mob to take a photo. So it was basically a C shape, like a sort of like a crescent moon shape of people. And then the YouTubers got in the middle of that.
Right.
So at first, before the YouTubers got in the middle of it, the YouTubers were actually taking videos of the crowd from the outside. And that's where I was. So I was actually next to just like, you know, Holly, Reversal, Little Trainer Tips, whoever else was there. So at some point, like Holly was live streaming from her phone.
Yeah.
And just throws me, like we've never met before. Like I was, you know, in the crowd at the YouTuber meetup near her, but like didn't like actually introduce myself or anything. She just threw me her phone and was like, here, hold this. I'm live streaming. So I was like live streaming for her for about 10 minutes during this big thing. And yeah, it's, you know, when she was like, wow, my phone didn't get stolen. She was like, oh, you're a nice guy. Who are you? Where are you from? I was like, I'm Joey. And I didn't say I'm from Brooklyn. I said, I'm from Level 5 Radio.
Oh, clever.
Not that anyone followed us from that, but it was still cool.
See, you had your chance with the phone. You're like, look up Level 5 Radio.
I should have just turned around the camera and been like, this is an ad for Level 5 Radio.
The Lord sent you a chance and you... Yeah. Let it get away.
Oh well, that's fine. I was a good boy, and I continued live streaming for her. So I ended up taking a lot of photos of that. So I got some really good snaps of the YouTubers in the middle of the group after they ended up taking their photos. They got into the middle of it, and they also
taking up the most space.
There was like a sort of cherry picker ladder sort of thing. They took some like aerial photos of the group too.
Oh jeez.
I think those went up, I forget exactly where, somewhere official.
Yeah,
probably. I don't know if it was Twitter or what. And so that was almost the end of the night for me.
Oh my God.
There was also a Sylph Road after party.
Oh.
So that was really cool. I forget what the admission was, 10, 15 bucks. And you get in, and there's free food and one free drink. And some game tokens and stuff. It was at like a bowling alley, but across the way there was also an arcade. So it was kind of like between those two things.
Okay, it's interesting.
So I ended up going there, meeting a bunch of people from the Sylph Road. Shout outs to Dent Gage.
Okay.
Or Garrett. He was a very nice guy who I said he, at the end of the night, he adopted me because I was there by myself, you know.
Aww.
And all the other people I knew did not get there until later in the evening. So I was hanging out with some random Sylph Road folks. It was a lot of fun. Pretty chill. I know all the YouTubers were there as well, but I didn't really interact with them at this event. Yeah, I met some cool people. And I was really impressed. Silph Road is a lot bigger of an operation than I once thought. Because they have like this whole sort of chain of commands when it comes to all these community groups.
Okay.
I forget what they had. They had like all specific, like specific names for like Ranger, I think, for like the person who is in charge of a few different states.
Who is
like
the swimmer?
The swimmer. I don't know who the swimmer is.
Oh. I assume they all had like Pokemon titles sort of things. Like,
yeah, maybe. I don't know. That's a good question.
Hiker.
But yeah, they have this big structure in place, and yeah, it was interesting. Okay. I learned a lot about the Silph Road.
Nice.
And I made some trades. That's how I got my Volbeat.
Oh.
Let's see. So, last thing I want to talk about with GoFest is on my way back home. Now that I think of it, this happened on Friday, not on Saturday. But anyways, I took the bus back to my friend's place that I was staying at.
Right.
And on the bus, somebody was like, "Oh, were you at the YouTuber meetup?" And I was like, "Yeah, I was there." And we ended up becoming friends in game.
This guy.
And trading. I think I forget what I traded him. Something like a Heracross, I think. So it was my special trade for the day. It was a nice guy.
Giving up with Terracross.
Yeah. So he was pretty cool. I don't want to give his shout out his specific username. I think his name is Jonathan, though, because his username is his girlfriend's full name.
Oh, no. He's using his John, girlfriend's account. What are you doing, man? That's the worst.
But it's cool because he said he might move to New York sometime. So if he's listening to this, which I didn't give him a business card, I don't know how he would find it. Did you even tell him? I did tell him we'd do a podcast, I think. Maybe
Joey not. With Level 5 Radio.
I don't remember now. I might not have told him, actually.
You're listening.
Anyway, so that was another cool thing. I just, you know, it was a fun weekend. I think it was worth it to go out there for me, at least. It certainly made it more reasonable on the wallet that I stayed with a friend there. So definitely. If you have friends in Chicago, I'd highly recommend that.
Yes.
And honestly, I'd make more of a trip out of it next time, too, because there was things that I definitely didn't get to do in Chicago that
didn't
I would have wanted to do.
Didn't get to eat enough donuts, right?
Didn't eat enough donuts, certainly.
Sorry.
But all in all, A+. Again, the servers and the cell towers all held up pretty well. So I think they have it down now. I think it's safe to go to GoFest.
That's good.
And that's my GoFest experience.
Jesus. 25 minutes later, right. Joe is done.
All right. I know you've been itching to talk about Zapdos Day. What was it? Community Day?
We didn't talk about Community Day.
We did Zapdos and Articuno Day, yes. Not Community Day. So I went to Bryant Park this time again because even though the New York City group was meeting at Central Park, I decided to go to Bryant Park because I liked it a lot better there.
I'm going to agree. Central Park is nice for walking, but...
Right. It's like nice for the scenery and stuff. The reception is not even that bad. What I noticed about Central Park is the spawns are really terrible.
Yeah,
I've had like long stretches during community days where I just did not find any of the community day Pokemon. Like in Bryant Park, if you walk like half a block, you will find something.
Yes.
There's just enough spawns there.
I stuck around Lower East Side. Okay. Doesn't work again.
Yeah, gotcha.
But it was nice.
How do you like what they did with the shiny like sunglasses and stuff like that?
I'm gonna join the group on this. They have one job with the sunglasses.
Yeah,
one job. They had two sunglasses they could have used, but they went with the generic one that every other trainer or Pokemon can wear. And it's just
right. I think did they have an official sponsorship with Ray-Ban? I think they may have actually.
Why do you say that?
I don't remember where I saw it, but I think they were supposed to be Ray-Bans. That's why they used that shape.
Oh,
yeah. Which is defeating the purpose of having a Squirtle with sunglasses.
Yeah, like everyone's like, "Oh, Squirtle Squad!" You see him, you're like, "Why is he wearing aviators?"
Right, exactly.
That's okay. I got Daniel and Cooler Daniel. That's all that matters.
Daniel and Cooler Daniel.
Daniel's my shiny Blastoise. Cooler Daniel's my shiny Blastoise with glasses.
God, that's ridiculous. I don't know. I ended the day with like a ridiculous number of shinies.
Yeah,
I
threw a lot of Squirtle out.
I threw a lot out, and I still have a lot I need to throw out. Like, because I have so many shinies and so many above 80% now that I don't know what to do with them.
You know what would be really nice? If you could mass transfer these, and you just had to click yes twice or something, but it would still be part of the mass transfer instead of one at a time.
Something like that, yeah. I don't know.
Especially with 37 Regice.
Yeah.
That's right, people. I ended Regice with 30s. <They're>... I hate that Pokemon.
Oh, Lord.
He's not even good.
So we spoke about Go Fast. We spoke about Community Day. We spoke about Zapdos and Articuno Day.
Yep.
We spoke about lucky Pokemon. Did I say that?
Yep.
We spoke about our rumors.
Yep.
Spoke about, we didn't really get too much into the second anniversary, which there's our sunglasses Pikachu.
Sunglasses and hat
Pikachu. Pikachu's summer vacation. Basically.
And they all look the same. And yeah. None of them are shiny as far as we know.
Yeah, no, it seems like there's no shinies. I don't know.
Those, they should be extremely rare, maybe. Like one in 255 or some crap. But still, like there's no reason for them not to be.
I'm okay with there not being a shiny of that, honestly, because I don't want it. I don't want a reason to keep any more of those in my inventory than I already do.
Also, Pichus are hatching with them.
I have three of those already. I know you have even more, like four.
Unfortunately. Yeah. Alolan Pokemon are in raids now.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of a new neat thing.
Executor, Marowak, and Raichu.
Right. And I've already done all of them.
Yeah. I mean, we caught the Executor.
Yeah, Executor I didn't bother with, but Marowak and Raichu, I did raids of those over the week.
I did two Raichus. I caught them, and then I did one Marowak. I traded it off to my boss.
Oh, really? Okay.
He's bad. It's amazing.
AKA like, doesn't do a lot of raids?
No.
The Marowak is bad. I see.
I mean, he's bad too, but...
Oh, I see.
It's amazing that you... Alola Marowak is so good in the actual video games, and then it's transferred over here, and you're like, ooh, that's bad.
Really? That's too bad.
Yeah. Well, when you take three stats from six...
Right,
you
know. That's true. Yeah, it's going to happen. Too bad. They really need to fix the meta.
They need to fix a lot of things, friend. Maybe next time.
Maybe next time. So, some events are coming up.
Yes.
Again, EV Community Day is August 11th through the 12th.
Yes.
This event that is rumored is supposed to happen before that, so we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see big time about that.
Yeah. And then August 29th through September 2nd is the Safari Zone in Yokosuka, Japan.
Okay.
So that'll be, correlated with the last stage of, I wish. Like, I've been to Yokosuka before. It's fun.
Is it nice?
It's nice. It's where there's a U.S. Navy base there.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Good.
It's a fun town because it's like there's some foreigners as well. It's like, I don't know if I like that actually about it, but it's a bit more, there's more Americans there because of the Navy.
It's a little bit more Western
in a way. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways. That'll be like the last phase of the summer long, event. That's
Thank
Dortmund,
God.
Go Fest and Yokosuka.
Yes.
That means the bonuses they have for that, I think, are mostly Stardust related.
Okay, that's cool, I guess. More trading. Yeah, Stardust. Can never use too much Stardust. Got 134 star pieces.
Yeah, right. I have. So how much Stardust do you even have? Like, it's so
after
you were complaining that was so little. What did you trade that give away all your Stardust?
I don't know. I know I've also been powering up Pokemon.
Okay.
Because I
got to speed it too.
I got like a 98%.
I have like over a million at this point. I have like 1.2 million.
33,000.
Okay.
I may dust.
It's a good thing we're good friends.
Great
friends.
Great friend.
Ultra friends.
Ultra. There it is. We have the third star.
Yeah. So that's ultra friends. That's a month of trading.
Two to go.
And we have two more months to be best friends. I have to hang out with the kid for another 2 months.
Thank God it's all remote.
One more thing I wanted to talk about.
Uh-huh.
Our favorite bugs. This release of the game has a couple bugs in it that I've noticed.
Oh, yes.
One is when you go to a Pokemon encounter, if you've used a berry in your last encounter, it shows the icon for that berry in the next encounter.
Isn't that amazing?
And then when you actually use a berry, it goes away.
Yes, and there's nothing.
How do you mess that up? I don't know.
No, yeah,
seems like pretty obvious. But anyways... Okay. And then there's another small bug with the battle animation, or sorry, the encounter animation when you actually start an encounter.
Okay.
If you, as, this is probably iOS only because it's related to AR Plus.
As it always is.
Yeah, but whatever. AR Plus sucks. Just saying. No one uses that.
Nope.
But if you have AR Plus turned on and you go into a normal encounter, it like sort of does this weird like zoom up to the Pokemon. Like this, like at first I was like, did they change this on purpose? But then I realized, no, they didn't do this on purpose. Because like you can't actually see when a Pokemon's shiny now because it skips the part where you see the actual glitter. Yeah, so if unless you know what the color scheme looks like, it's not as easy to find out what is shiny.
Nice. So,
anyways, yeah. If you want to fix that bug, just turn off Air Plus temporarily while you're doing that. But
I'm glad I don't have these problems. Yeah. Android life.
And hashtag Android life. So that's pretty much all I got.
Yeah, I can't really think of anything else. I was talking about this today. One last little thing.
Yeah.
Actually, I have a couple things I wanted to bring up. One, I'm afraid to start evolving things. Like I hatched a 98%
because
Machop.
Not because of Gen 4, but because of Community Day.
Yes. Right? Yeah. Because now I have a Machop. Okay, now what happens if they have like a Machop Community Day and this Machamp will learn like Cross Chop or something really amazing?
So I'm also afraid of evolving things because of future research tasks.
Yes. That's the other thing. Oh. And then on a different note, did you hear about the new 3-strike rule?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Niantic is putting out for spoofers.
Right.
So the whole thing is, if you are caught the first time, you get like a 7-day ban. Second time, it's 2 weeks. Third time, they delete your account.
I wonder if that means my little brother can write them and be like, hey, I spoofed once and you banned me. Can you reinstate my account?
Probably not. Niantic doesn't give a crap, man. They took his money and ran.
Yeah, I guess so.
Now make another account. Give us more money.
Yeah, so he was basically part of this like finance, he has this finance job, and all of the finance bros were cheating in Pokemon Go like the first couple of weeks, whatever. Yeah. And he was like, all right, well now I'm like level 15 and everyone's level 30, so I have to catch up, so I have to use this thing. So that's the only reason he didn't really want to, but that's the only reason he did it.
You know, I know exactly what he did, because this is how they catch you. It's when you do a thing where you spin a stop in one place, and then let's say you teleport halfway across the world or some crap to catch something. If you spin something else there, it's like, hey.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of ways for them to do that. But I think he was using this like a bot, basically, to...
Oh, even
to,
better.
To, increase the XP on his
something
account.
Something that actually accessed the file itself.
Okay. Something along those lines, yep.
Oopsie.
So if you want to talk about weather, was that all you had to...
That's really it, yeah.
So... Very quickly, the weather report in New York City. It looks like we're going to have a lot of heat and a lot of rain over the next week or two.
Oh, thank God.
So everyone who's excited to get their slightly boosted level summer vacation Pikachus. Because of the rainy weather.
I mean, Alolan Raichu will be boosted.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, he sucks, but it'll be boosted, I guess.
Registeel is pure steel type.
Pure steel.
So it's not going to snow anytime soon,
I suppose. We missed out on Regice and Registeel boost. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Don't we, Regirock's pure rock.
Right. Well, hopefully we'll get some cloudy. Partly cloudy. I forget now.
It's partly cloudy.
Partly cloudy.
Because that's normal in rock.
Yeah, that's pretty common weather right now. In New York, at least.
Yeah.
So yeah, it looks like the temperatures are going to be fluctuating between low 80s and high 80s for most of the highs, and rain like pretty much all through mid next week, and then maybe we'll have some relief. We'll see.
By the way, we almost forgot to mention this when we did those Articuno raids. You and I both got a raid pass for Williamsburg for Mewtwo, right? An EX raid pass.
No, I didn't get that.
You didn't get
I got one for Madison Square Park, which I missed because I was in Atlanta.
Right. So I got one for that, the Life Larry where we lagged out, the three.
Yeah. Oh, so there's this park, McCarran Park, and next to it, on the west side of it, there's this little triangle that's named after like
a priest.
A Polish priest.
Yeah.
And not Kosciuszko, it's Papiuszko, something like that.
Oh.
Similar. And there's like three gyms in this one little tiny triangle.
It's really nice.
It's really awesome for raiding, except for the fact that AT&T doesn't get service there.
Yeah, everyone with AT&T on Articuno Day, we were in there like,
everyone was cursing. Yeah.
That's where the group but really luckily, fell apart too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. That's part of the reason the group fell apart so much.
So early too.
And then, like, the one saving grace about that triangle, though, is that there's a New York City Wi-Fi hotspot in close distance. I wish I would have realized that sooner because I missed out on a few of the raids there.
Sorry, man.
Kind of stung. But anyways.
But, yeah, I got a raid pass to the furthest one close to the street, and I was like, oh, great. On a Thursday at 1 to 1:45 p.m. Hey, you know where I am at 1 to 1:45 p.m. on a Thursday? In Midtown at work, man.
Yeah. That stinks.
Why does Niantic do this?
Welcome to club missing EX raids. I missed at least three or four now.
Okay, when we had like our first ones, remember we went, it was at the Flatiron. It was like 6 o'clock in the afternoon or some crap like that. That's perfect. Wait for after work.
Yeah, right.
Nobody is around on a weekday.
I mean, it's good for me. Like, when I get them at Flatiron, I just walk from work and do them there. Okay, but look here. Yeah, no, it's... That's why there's a lot of them. How many Mewtwo's you have already? Three, four?
Six.
Six? Yeah, that's only six. This guy only has six Mewtwo's.
I don't have my over 90 yet. I'm still needing it.
That is true, yeah.
And Mewtwo's like the best attacker in the game.
I have four Mewtwo's rather at this point.
Four Mews? How'd you do it?
Yeah. And I think one of them is above 90.
Yeah, I think the last one we did together, you got a good one on.
Yeah, two perfect stats. Not the attack, unfortunately. But yeah, this is the one I decided to power up.
Nice.
It was also the weather-boosted one.
Yeah, those were nice. Those were the winter days still.
Yeah. So, anyways, what are your plans for the next community day? And what are your plans for Moltres Day? Please email us. Let us know. mail@level5radio.com.
Mm-hmm. Join us in our romp around the city for Moltres Day.
Yeah, that would be cool. And honestly, if you are one of the people who added me as a friend and want to get a Torkoal or any of the unknowns that spell out Celebi or the question mark,
Celebi?
Please hit me up, mail@level5radio.com.
Mm-hmm.
And one more time, I will give out my friend code.
Oh, yeah.
Ready for it? Okay.
Let me add it. Here we go.
04632935163. And that's Joey108.
Now for the one that matters.
Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Wow. So this is a trainer Adele. That's 83205728-3261.
Cool.
I'll give you all the Pokemon you ever needed.
All right, everybody. So follow us on Level 5 Radio on Twitter.
Yes.
We have a website, level5radio.com. Where else can they follow us? I think that's about it. We have a Facebook thing, but who does Facebook for that stuff?
Facebook.
tell us if we should start a Discord. Is anyone interested in doing a Discord?
We have to have emotes.
Emotes?
Oh my God. That's the most important part about a Discord.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Unlock the emotes. Should we have a Patreon too?
That's much.
We're not quite there yet.
Woo!
Maybe we should like do an episode every week before we ask people for money.
I like that we did the 2 weeks, though. This gives us a lot more to... Maybe a little bit much
this
to
is
talk
too much
about.
To talk
but,
about. Yeah, this is a long episode.
Someone went to GoFest and held Holly's phone and then got robbed, so...
Yeah.
There you go. I could have told your whole story in less than 10 seconds.
Over. This is a long episode. I don't know. I still like once a week because I'd rather have shorter episodes. Like this is literally double the length of what we usually do. So
I hope you enjoyed it, everyone.
Yeah. Hope you're not bored. Hope you're still there.
If you're bored, that's not my problem.
If anyone's still there, thanks for listening.
Hello.
Till next time. Later.
Yeah.